With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choice today. It's my good friend, it's Grace Jarvis back. Yay!
Hey! I'm back.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How's lockdown going for you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's not. But everyone just says fine, yeah.
There's no other way to say it because otherwise I have to get into how I've, like, given up on all my ambitions for my youth and the career I thought I was going to have, and you know, so it's too much.
I am the same in terms of going, oh, I should have really enjoyed those things while I had them. I didn't know. And one of the books, what we're going to talk about today is books, and one of the quotes, yep, I found from one of the books sums what I'm talking about up perfectly, but we'll get to that later. So we're talking fiction works fiction. Of fiction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Made up stories if you're in primary school, which always used to make me, I couldn't get how non-fiction and fiction, I could never get my head around that early primary school. Just like, so what, the non-fiction ones are real and the fiction ones are fake? What should,
yeah, because it's the real one, sounds like non-fiction should be not true.
Yeah,
I'm with you. It doesn't make sense. My mom's a librarian, so she drilled it in.
Yeah, well, I worked as one and tried to drill it into as many kids as I taught as well. So your mum was a librarian, so I'm guessing you had books around the house all the time.
All the time, yeah. I have more books than I have so many books. My mum is a real reader, so I was also. My sister wasn't really, and I would have to like hide from her in order to read. And my sister would get upset and be like, she's reading, make her play with me. And I'd be like, I'm in a cupboard, like, leave me alone.
Yeah, I remember once my dad said to me, I reckon I would have been in early high school, I was reading a book. And Dad was like, what are you doing that for? Go outside and play, it's a beautiful day, get outside. Which is such a weird, like, I understand with video games, you're wasting your time.
Sure.
But, like, to read a book... For
I guess he's just worried about your
school?
Like vitamin D levels or...
Oh, I doubt. I think he just wanted to watch something on TV.
If I go outside, I'm only going to pretend I'm in a book. So, you know, I might as well do it
No,
here.
Mine would have been go outside and have a fight with my brothers. That's what it would have been. But we were read to a lot when we were young, like Pictures books, and then nothing really. Like there was no chapter books around the house.
Oh, man.
Nothing like that. Like, we had, like, a few... Because I don't remember ever seeing my parents sit down and read. Like, my mum does now that we're all at the house.
She's not busy.
No, exactly. Yeah, she's not busy. But it was that thing, I never saw them reading, whereas my wife's family, they're always sitting around reading.
Yeah, my parents are always sitting around reading. My mum is always audiobooks in the car. I'm an early adopter of audiobooks. I used to get them from the library. Because my mum's a librarian, so she'd just bring them home for me. And she'd just bring home the same ones all the time that I loved on CD or cassette.
Yeah.
I think I have a lot of books where it's like, this book is actually better in audiobook form, you know? It brings something to it.
Yeah, we're reading to my kids. There's a series called Mr. Gum by a guy called Andy Stanton. It's super funny. Like, the kids' books, if you're a parent out there with kids aged between, like, 5 to 10, these books are genuinely... actually funny, and it's not just like potty humor, it's very, very wordy, but very, like, almost like, you know how sometimes Sean McAuliffe or people like us, that's true, where they kind of, the words go around in circles, the sentences go around in circles, and then it's like, that's where the humor is. That's what this is, but for kids. It's super, super funny. But
is this the Mega Monster ones?
It's
David
called,
Williams?
No, it's called Mr. Gum by Andy Stanton. So we tried reading the David Walliams ones, but they all start off, not the ones we started off, The Boy in the Dress started off with the mum dying and the son, the brothers fighting because one of them was crying, and we were and my sons were like, no, not this one, don't like this one. And I'm like, all right, I get it. But we were, we discovered that, I don't know if it's just Melbourne libraries, but the local libraries, you can get audiobooks from there, like just
on the app.
On the app. But it's weird that they disappear after a month because you've got to return them. And you actually have to physically go on the app and return it yourself, which I'm like going, it's just ones and zeros. Surely just let you keep it on the app, store it on the app. And yeah.
But they only have like the license for certain a number of them to be listened to at once. But yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
There's like hacks. You can do hacks.
Yeah.
So you get to like keep them longer, but yeah. I'm bougie at this point in my life. I just buy them on Audible. I'm, you know, I have that kind of, I've got Audible income.
Audible money, yeah.
Not to brag.
So we're going to go through these books. Now, I did my list, and then as I was doing all the research on like finding quotes and stuff, I realized that two of them are very similar, but we'll get to that. Like, okay, so the first one I've chosen. Now, this, I know this guy's been cancelled, but I do love this book. It's Jonathan Safran Foer is Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Now,
okay.
When I first read this, I loved it so much. Now, if you didn't know, have you read it?
I haven't.
Okay, so they made a film with
Tom
Hanks.
That decided that he and Natalie Portman were dating?
Yeah, yeah. It's so great. So for those who don't know, so Safran Foer wrote a book called Eating Animals, and it's like an account of how he and his then wife and child were vegan, and they were like, hey, we're raising a child, we want to see if it's actually sustainable and ethical to raise him as a vegan. And so he looked into how food is packaged and marketed and produced, and was like, yeah, everyone's got to be vegetarian at the very least. Anyway, and it's like people who are like, I eat fish. That book is like, fish is the worst. How they farm fish is so bad. And once the ocean's gone, we're gone. And I've never read it because I'm like, I know it's bad. I don't want to feel shit. Okay,
I can't. I'm in lockdown. All I've been reading is children's fantasy novels because it's all I can handle.
Yeah, exactly. I want to escape. That's what I picked up a book for. But so Natalie Portman bought the rights to make it as a film. And so they would meet up. And then he just sent this email to her saying, I've left my wife. We can be together now. And she then CC'd the film company and her manager and his manager or whatever it was, and was like, hey, this is all one-sided. I have no idea what this man is talking about. This is just I was in awe of him in terms of his talent, but it was nothing sexual. There was no, And I don't want him in the room when we're working on this. And then I think they dropped the film altogether.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but it was great. But when you read this though, so the very, I'll read you the first, it says, so for Nicole, which was his ex-wife, at the time was his wife.
Great.
He's only in, like, he's just written here, it's just one, like four words, my idea of beautiful, which for a writer, it's not very.
Fuck you.
It's a not very nice way to talk to you. Hey, you're.
Oh my God.
You're my idea of beautiful.
If I was that wife, I would be so upset. Especially, that's so mean.
He's a writer as well. Like, you can take a second draft, Jonathan. But it's,
oh man, that editor was like, "Fuck this guy. I'm not helping him."
Yeah, it's a real like One Direction. You don't know you're beautiful, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
say like the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, or like my great love, or you know. You can make it personal without making it a proper insult.
But this, so this book is amazing. Like, as much as he seems like a massive dickhead, it is a brilliant book. So it's all about, so it's one of these books where there's a few different characters that you kind of following around. The main one is a 9-year-old, Oscar, whose father dies in 9/11. And the mother's grieving. And it's written from his, so it's one of those unreliable narrators, kind of a bit like, what's the dog in the nighttime?
That curious incident of the dog in the nighttime.
Similar kind of thing. But this one, this kid's a lot more precocious.
And less autistic.
Yes. Yes. Okay. But I'll read you a quote, which it's how he writes is very kind of, I guess you could say whimsical, but I guess because it's from a 9-year-old's perspective, it's going to be a little bit whimsical in that kind of thing. But it's just, here's a quote. So in bed that night, I invented a special drain that would be underneath every pillow in New York and would connect it to the reservoir. Whenever people cry themselves to sleep, the tears would all go to the same place. And in the morning, the weatherman could report if the water level of the reservoir of tears had gone up or down. And you could know if New York is in heavy boots. And it's just like a lovely little thing of going, and because he's an inventor in his mind, Oscar. And so he, all through the book, there's little inventions that he's kind of coming up with. But then it's one of those books where, and this is a few, three of the books in my list is like, do you know when you get to the like the last 50 pages and you're like, I don't want this to finish, but I really want to get to the end?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, this book is like that. And the last like 15 pages are just pictures. And so it's one of those things where you think you've got so much more to go and then you get to it and you're like, but what? This is, oh, I've finished the book and I thought I had like another like 10 minutes reading time. But I won't give away the very end, but it's one of those things where it's like you read it and you're like, oh, that is beautiful. But it is a great book. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close by Jonathan Safran Foer. My number five. Great.
Okay.
Your great number work. Five.
I think I have a lot. This is very hard to do this. I gathered a bunch of books and then I realized I had way more than five. But I think my number five is The Bell Jar. By Sylvia Plath, which is, I don't know, it's a classic, so it's like it's almost dumb to recommend. But I read this book when I was 19, which is like the perfect age to read this. I finally understood how all those boys who like are obsessed with Catcher in the Rye felt. Yep. I was like, that this is that for me, where I was like, oh, she gets it. And the reason she gets it is because she's mentally ill.
And the good thing about the good thing about The Bell Jar, as opposed to Catcher in the Rye, no one killed a beetle after reading The Bell Jar like they did Catcher in the Rye.
Exactly.
So there you
that
go.
Is very true.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.